The International Labour Conference has just ended with the adoption of a convention and recommendation for domestic workers. What is your reaction on these issues?
I think that words can't really describe the feeling that I have right now. It's a tremendous feeling, but I think I'm more happy for those workers who are not actually here right now, but those millions of domestic workers throughout the world for whom this will mean a significant difference in their lives, especially when their member states, respective member states, put it into action, ratify and implement the instruments that have been presented before them. These instruments represent our hard work over the last 2 years, lobbying employers, governments to see and to recognize that domestic workers until now have been invisible, contributing so significantly to our respective economies, but that they needed an opportunity for free expression. They needed that opportunity for social justice and for the ILO's commitment to decent work for all, to see that commitment change their lives and have meaning in their lives and in the lives of their families. So it's a tremendous feeling right now.
And are you optimistic about the effective implementation of these two instruments for domestic workers by the state?
Yes, by my state. Of course, I think that Barbados will implement. In fact, this morning in her presentation, our Minister of Labor committed it. And as it relates to other member states of the ILO, I think that the vote here gives us far greater optimism than we even had coming into the vote this morning. We have instances already where South Africa, Uruguay, France, Italy, today we heard that Angola actually has plans of putting this into legislation, Ireland, Jordan. So we have at least 20 examples right now of member states that either have or are in the process of bringing reflecting these instruments into their legislation. I think that for some others, their commitment is there, the intent is there, but it might not be automatic for them because their legislation and their practices will need to undergo some reform. But in general, I think that we have a great sense that there's a commitment to the principles that we have agreed, to the principles that we have adopted, and I'm sure that within 5 years' time that we will see the manifestation of our good work in concrete legislation throughout the member states of the ILO. So I will remain optimistic, but I understand that in the process we have to keep working to ensure that that becomes a reality.